Recorded Books and One Click Digital present The Enchanter Air by Cinda Williams Chima, narrated by Robert Ramirez.
Prologue. Thornhill, Brazil. Jonah awoke to suffocating heat and the sound of screaming. He jerked upright, his sheets drenched with sweat, his head pounding. The screams came from outside, through windows that had been left open to capture the night breeze. A wan, gray light oozed between the shutters. Inside the dormitory, the other sevens were moaning, and the sound foamed up from the beds all around Jonah. He squinted through the darkness, but his vision flickered and swam like one of the paintings in Mama's books. "What's going on?" he whispered, his voice hoarse and strange. As he swung his legs over the side of the bed, the smell of sickness smacked him in the face. He sat still until the churning in his middle settled a little. He would not throw up. He was nearly 7 years old enough not to make work for other people. That's what Mama said anyway. People will always be willing to do things for you, because you're an enchanter, because of your gifts of empathy, charisma, and persuasion. But that's wrong, Jonah. You need to learn to do things for yourself. His chest burned, smoldering like someone had lit a fire inside him. He pressed his hands against his t-shirt as if he could put it out. Somebody in one of the other beds was calling, "Daddy," over and over. Where was Jem? The door